Don't Smile Till Easter. Written by Adrian Stadtmiller. Narrated by Les Horowitz. About the author. Adrian was a secondary school teacher for 24 years. He taught English, history, drama, and religious education studies of religion years 7 to 12, and produced and directed annual school variety nights and plays. Prior to teaching, he ran his own retail business with his wife and was a Commonwealth public servant and House of Representatives parliamentary officer. Adrian has written, produced, directed and acted in short films as well as in live theatre. Male students Adrian used to have to send from the classroom for their misbehaviour and female students, now as adults, regularly contact him to be added as his friends on Facebook, to which of course he acquiesces. He also sometimes has a beer with them in the local pubs. Adrian has been married to the same lady for over 4 decades and has 4 grown-up children, 2 sons and 2 daughters. Author's notes. Don't Smile Till Easter is a work of fiction, which could be true. It is written as autobiography and from the viewpoints of multiple characters. A feature film screenplay has been written on the story and characters of this novel. See www.don'tsmiletilleaster.com.au. Prospective producers may contact the author screenwriter at staddy1@yahoo.com.au. An early version of the screenplay was placed in the top 10 of the drama section of the Page International Screenwriting Awards. See pageawards.com/past-winners/winners04/2004-finalists/. Veteran Australian film producer David Hannay, RIP, twice optioned the screenplay, but passed away before the film could be produced. The front cover photograph is metaphorical. It depicts Lucas possibly about to deliver an Easter egg to Principal Dr. Martin Gray through his window, as per a genuine Old Testament David and Goliath-style slingshot. The school year in Don't Smile Till Easter consists of 4 terms. Term 1 commences at the end of January and ends at or near Easter. Till is a word dating back to the 1700s. Dedications. Don't Smile Till Easter is dedicated to my ex-drama students, who chose to take appropriate risks within the dramatic context. Thank you to my wife, who read the manuscript numerous times and who gave me value to constructive criticism. David, his sling in his hand, takes a stone, slings it, and strikes Goliath, sinking the stone into his forehead and felling him on his face to the ground. 1 Samuel 17. Chapter 1. Tom. Lucas is me grandson. A kick up his ass now and again wouldn't hurt him, but I reckon he'll turn out okay, eventually. I've never hit him or kicked him, but he invites it sometimes. And when he's stirring up a bloke his own age, he always seems to know when to pull back, just before the kid lets fly at him. Lucas is 14 years old, with a grown-up head on his shoulders, short for his age, skinny like he could do with a good drench, and always wearing that bloody cap. Thank the Lord he don't usually wear it backwards, like some retard Yank apology. Lucas has got dark brown hair, which he can't help but have in the hat hairstyle. He burrs up pretty bad if anybody tells him to take his cap off, and I wouldn't be surprised if he wears it to bed. He knows his hat wearing annoys me. Being a smart little bugger, some would say smart ass, Lucas don't fit in too well in groups. He's a bit too clever for the blokes his age, but they seem to respect that because in many ways he ain't up hisself at all. I can't find me trouser belt one day, so I grab a length of binding twine and tie it round me waist instead. Binding twine is what they use to tie hay bales. Lucas, self-opinionated little bastard that he is, goes crook on me, tells me I look like a hillbilly, and that I'm an embarrassment to the family. I've worn the twine as me belt ever since just to annoy him, and that's exactly what it does. Copperbella, the town where I live, is pretty big, more than 2,000 people. I moved to the Big Smoke when I was about 20, from hillbilly heaven, about 30...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?